For 36 years, the Goldman Environmental Prize has celebrated everyday heroes who are showing us that every action has the power to turn apathy into positive change for the environment. Heroes like Bastiana Gurri and Olsi Nika, who helped create Europe's first Wild River National Park. Visit us at goldmanprize.org to discover the stories of this year's Goldman Environmental Prize winners. And learn how when it comes to protecting our planet, the doing makes the difference.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.
For where we are right now, I'm not confident on exactly where, you know, the first 9 picks are going to fall.
Yep.
But that's something that we'll look into, and we'll definitely weigh the option of, hey, if we can move back and collect, you know, a certain pick in this range, could that be really beneficial for us as well? So, yeah, that'll be in play.
We're back with 670 The Score's NFL Draft Preview Show with your hosts, Mark Grody and Anthony Herron.
And that was the voice of Bears general manager Ryan Poles, who's got the big job. Him and Ian Cunningham and the rest of his staff will be drafting for the Bears' future this Thursday, and we will have it all covered right here on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. Big Ant is with me. You hanging in there, Big Ant?
Yeah, I'm here and ready, buddy.
I know you are, and we are here until 9 o'clock. Let us now go out to the Circa Sports Hotline. Download the Circa Sports app today, and we bring in CHSN digital content producer and one of the hosts of the Charter Podcast, a man who sits in the region in which I sit out at Hallis Hall. He's one of my neighbors out there. He is Alex Shapiro. What's going on, Alex? How are you, man?
Grody, howdy, neighbor. How are you doing?
I'm doing well. I got a full tank of gas right now because we can see the end now. We can see Thursday when the draft finally kicks off, and talking about it for all the months that we have and the time that we have put in, and we have now arrived. How pumped up are you?
I am very pumped up. I am like you. You know, when we first start doing the draft work, it's fun. And, you know, not that it's not fun, but it's like it is a lot of pre-draft work. And we are finally almost here. We're going to talk with Ryan Poles and Ian Cunningham tomorrow. And then the real deal kicks off on Thursday. Now, ask me again on Saturday whether I still have a full tank of gas because, man, Saturday is a marathon day. But honestly, this is one of my favorite weeks of the entire NFL calendar, so I'm very hyped.
It's obviously not the first time we've seen the Bears have a pick in this range. They've picked in the top 10 somewhere pretty consistently in recent years, but compared to last season for us, Alex, how different is the tone of the pre-draft coverage, where last year we knew the Bears had the number one overall pick, we knew they were targeting Caleb Williams, and so much of the coverage was hyper-focused on what's wrong with Caleb? Now there's sort of this open playing surface of everyone trying to figure out who's worthy of that number 10 pick, depending on how the board falls.
Yeah, you know, that's a great question, Ant. It does feel more open-ended. It seems like it's more mysterious in a way, just because, I mean, even with the 9 pick, it seemed pretty clear that the Bears were dialed into Rome Odunze. You know, that emerges a name right away. Whereas, like, if Rome is there, it feels like he's going to be a Chicago Bear. So there wasn't much suspense when it came to either pick. This year, I feel like so much could be on the table because we don't know what's going to happen, you know? If Ashton Gentry falls, can the Bears resist? If Tyler Warren falls, can the Bears resist? If things go chalk and all of the quote-unquote blue-chip players are gone, will the Bears try and trade down? If so, will they find a trade partner for a QB if there's no run on QBs? Is anybody in love with, you know, Shedeur Sanders, Jackson Dart, et cetera, et cetera? There are so many ways this thing can go. It's very, very intriguing. And over the past, you know, handful of years, recent memory, I feel like I have less of a bead on, you know, a quote-unquote favorite than I have in years past, where it's like, okay, Darnell Wright's the guy, Roma Dunze is the guy, Caleb Williams is the guy, et cetera, et cetera.
Now, let me ask you here, Shapiro. You mentioned, as you said, like, it can't, you put it in these terms, can the Bears resist if Ashton Jeanty is at 10? Can the Bears resist if Tyler Warren is there at 10? I ask you, should they resist if those two guys are at number 10?
I don't know that they should, to be honest. When I am not a GM. And thank goodness I am not a GM, because, you know, I watch highlights of these guys and I'm just like, this guy is an unbelievable player. How could we pass on this dude? You know, I would not be able to resist, which is probably why I'm not in that chair. Tyler Warren, this guy can do anything. He's a really excellent pass catcher. We know that the Bears are going to run some, you know, creative two tight end sets. It's going to allow Ben Johnson to be multiple like he wants. He's a solid blocker. He plays the Wildcat really well. He threw a touchdown pass last year out of the Wildcat.
Didn't he have like 200-plus rushing yards last year, too?
Exactly. He's got 6 rushing touchdowns over his career. So Tyler Warren, I wouldn't be upset or mad or, you know, I wouldn't be criticizing them if he's the pick. And then same with Ashton Jeanty. For all the talk that, oh, you can't draft a running back, you know, in the top 10 when you still have needs in the trenches, I hear that. But Ashton Jeanty just seems like a unique game breaker. He's so hard to bring down. He's so elusive. He has the pass-catching chops. He ticks all the boxes where you're like, yeah, get this guy in Ben Johnson's offense again. It would be hard for me to criticize that pick, because this is Ben Johnson's team. It's going to be about the offense. It's going to be about scoring 40 points a game. And if Ben Johnson says, I need that guy to accomplish these goals, I mean, that's why you hired him, right? To trust him and say, okay, we'll bring him in. Here we go. And I would completely understand if you know, they could not resist, and if those guys were there and they just took him instead of trading back.
How do you assess the difference in the way you evaluate the Bears roster right now versus how you did before free agency? Because I do feel like it impacts the way we view this draft with everything they did bringing in veterans on each side of the ball.
Yeah, no, absolutely. That does make a difference. And Ryan Poles kind of spoke to that a little bit earlier on in this process, where when you bring in Joe Tooney, you bring in Drew Dahlman, you bring in Jonah Jackson, you did two things. You not only, I mean, really established the interior of that line, you also just have guys slotted in spots right away. We know Joe Tooney is the left guard. We know Drew Dahlman is the center. We know Jonah Jackson is the right guard. And that's even different from years past when, you know, they tried to bolster the line. I mean, just last season, right? They bring in Coleman Shelton and then Ryan Bates to try and help in the interior. But what's happening, Coleman Shelton and Ryan Bates are trading snaps at center. Nate Davis is in and out of right guard. So now you have Ryan Bates also working at right guard. So you have these guys moving around all throughout the summer. Things never felt like they got set. Like, okay, these are the 5 guys. So you don't have that consistency. You don't have all those repetitions because they were just trying to find those 5 guys. They don't have that issue. Tooney is a left guard, Dahlman is the center, and Jonah Jackson is the right guard. So, I mean, you knocked out 3 big needs. You know, earlier on, I was looking at Tyler Booker. I was like, this guy's a dynamite interior offensive lineman. He's a leader, yada, yada, yada. For me, I took Tyler Booker off my board. That need has been filled. Now you can, it's fair to wonder, okay, do the Bears still have work to do at left tackle? Because we don't know how Braxton Jones is going to respond to this ankle injury. He's expected to miss some time over the summer as he continues to rehab. So Karan Amagaji Who knows what he'll be with a full summer program? There are some question marks with Braxton Jones. There are some question marks with Karan Amagaji, even though I think both could end up being good left tackles. Do you want to address left tackle? Maybe. But really, by doing what the Bears did in free agency, I'll even throw in Olamide Zaccheaus, who is going to be your slot guy, right? By filling these holes, by filling these needs, I do think the Bears legitimately have given themselves the opportunity to draft best player available. And that's what, to me, opens the doors for a guy like a Tyler Warren, opens the doors for a guy like Ashton Gentry, because they have gone down and they have made themselves better through free agency.
Do you think that with the going to the other side of the ball, do you think with the additions of Dio Dangbo and Grady Jarrett, let's just say that with the first with number 10 overall and the two second rounders, they don't address defensive line or edge rush. Like they go into the season with that. Are they good?
I wouldn't write that off. I do not think they are good. I think they could use more help, right? I mean, you need waves of pass rushers and you need waves of defensive linemen. So you have Montez Sweat, you have Dio Dangbo, you have Austin Booker, and I think Dominique Robinson, and maybe Daniel Hardy, you know, as your edge rushers. They could definitely stand to add to that group. And if Dennis Allen, who we know, you know, who said very recently, got to get more athletic on defense, if they see Shamar Stewart as a game-changing traits guy and they see something, hey, we like this tape and we like the flashes, and if we clean these things up and we're confident we can do that, he'll be a game-changing edge rusher. I wouldn't be surprised if they took a Shamar Stewart. Grady Jarrett, again, I think he makes this team better. Big Bill, coming back from an injury, if he's back healthy, he'll make this team better. But you're looking at Jervon Dexter, Grady Jarrett, probably in my – it seems like subbing in and out of three tech, and then Big Bill and maybe Zach Pickens at nose tackle. I think they could add to that group where on day two, if they see a defensive tackle that they just really, really love, that they have a high grade on, who is falling, I again wouldn't be surprised if they went defensive tackle.
I'd find that very exciting if they did, depending on who it was. If it was Mason Graham that was still on the board, that sounds great. If it's one of these other guys that are more traits-based, then I might have a little bit more of an issue with it. So obviously we got to see how things shake out. But how this all impacts Caleb is certainly what the main question ends up coming back to here. And, you know, night one is one thing, but once you get through the first couple of days of the draft, do you anticipate that we'll feel like the Bears have not only solidified the full roster, but put Caleb himself in a more specific and direct position for success?
I think they've already done that to a degree, and I think they will continue to do that. You know, I think we all expect them to add a running back. That will help. That will take the pressure off. We know Ben Johnson likes to run the ball, and the more they run the ball, the easier things are on Caleb Williams. If they add a left tackle, again, you are adding talent to that mix. You are helping him stay upright. If they add another tight end, similarly, right? Another, you know, pass-catching option for him, a potential mismatch, right? If defenses go nickel when they're in two tight end sets, okay, we're just going to run the ball. If they go base, all right, we're gonna have this tight end who's really athletic line up against a linebacker and he's going to get open and it'll be an easy completion. So you can see lots of different ways the Bears making things easier on Caleb Williams. But I think that one of the biggest things has already happened. That's Drew Dahlman. We can't understate how important that guy is as a veteran center who, you know, is good on the field and can take things off of his plate. You know, can take some checks off of his plate, can take some adjustments off of his plate, you know, calling things out here and there, kind of being the QB of the offensive line, so that Caleb Williams just has a few fewer things to worry about. That alone should help him immensely.
We are talking to Alex Shapiro of CHSN. He is also one of the hosts of the Charter podcast over at the Chicago Sports Network. And I know that you guys did a mock simulation. So moment of truth, Alex Shapiro, where are you in the fine minds of CHSN? Where are you at number 10 for the Chicago Bears? And if you took it further into the second round, please don't hold back.
We did not take it into the second round. We actually did multiple versions. So we each kind of put, it was myself, Kevin Lapka, and Mike Bowling. We each put the other on the clock where we made the nine picks, and then we said, okay, here's the board, make the pick. So I'm going to leave that. Go on our YouTube page, go on our socials, go on our website. You can find those three. And then we did one where we worked against AI. And this one, I'll give you the pick. So okay. Working against AI.
Wow. Okay.
A lot of teams took all those blue chip players. But what we were able to do, we actually swung a deal with the Miami Dolphins, who moved up to select Tet McMillan because Tet McMillan fell. We, being the Bears GMs, were not interested. We made a deal with the Miami Dolphins, moved down to 13, picked up another pick, and we drafted the guy who I spoke about earlier, Shamar Stewart, defensive end.
He is a fascinating guy, Shamar Stewart. he doesn't get to the quarterback enough, but he's got all the traits, right, Alex?
Yes. So me personally, I'm a Mike Green guy because he's got the traits, he's got the production. As soon as we made the trade, though, the next guy off the board after Tet McMillan was Mike Green. So we were hoping Mike Green would fall to 13. Didn't work out, so we ended up with Shamar Stewart. But then we each picked three different players. So we talked about four guys total, so there's more fun discussion there. But Shamar Stewart really is so intriguing because you can see, again, a lot of outcomes. Does somebody fall in love with the traits? He's got everything you cannot teach, which are the traits. So if Dennis Allen, he fits that Dennis Allen defensive end prototype. And when we hear them talking about getting more athletic, I'm just like, oh man, that sounds like Shamar Stewart. Mm-hmm. When I hear them talk about the types of defensive ends that they want. But I'm with you. The 4.5 sacks is not enough. The TFL numbers are not enough. I'm just wondering, do they see something, what were they coaching at Texas A&M? Is there insight there that maybe we don't understand? I wonder if there's some explanation as to why he has the low production numbers. And if they see something in him, right, if they're grading on the flashes and the flashes are impressive, he is a rare athletic specimen.
You should follow Alex Shapiro of CHSN on Twitter at Alex Shapiro, CHSN. Alex, as always, great stuff, man. Look forward to seeing you at Halas Hall soon.
Thanks, Grody. Thanks, Ant. I appreciate you guys.
Yep.
Thanks, Alex.
Yep. Good stuff there from Alex Shapiro. All right. Yeah. We are wasting no time here, Big Ant. I'm told to get to the break immediately because we need to bring in one of our favorite football guys here on The Score. He is Eric Edholm, and he is the lead draft writer for NFL.com. So we'll go all sorts of different directions with Eric Edholm coming up next, along with Big Ant, Anthony Heron. I'm Mark Grody on Chicago Sports Radio 670.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Founded in 1964, Fremont Bank understands the difference 60 years can make. It's the difference between serving a family business and being dedicated to a family business as a family business. The difference between looking at spreadsheets and looking at possibilities. The difference between deposits that go into a vault and deposits that go back into your community. So what difference does 60 years make? All the difference in the world. Fremont Bank. Here for you. Here for good.
The Score.
You're looking at it multiple ways. One, it's like short-term, long-term thinking. Two, it's, you know, there's certain positions, like the premium ones, where, you know, it's not guaranteed you're going to be a spot to get one of those players. So if you end up with a surplus, then let's just figure it out after that and compete, and the best guy wins. And if someone's got a young guy's got to wait, then he has to wait. Or, you know, other things can happen where other, you know, the guys that are currently in those spots can get opportunities for other teams. So there's a lot of different options that can pop up. But we're kind of weighing all of those things and put it into the equation of how we're going to handle the, you know, really all the picks, but 10 especially.
Welcome back to the Scores NFL Draft Preview Show. Here are your hosts, Mark Grody and Anthony Herron.
And now's the boss, from whom you just heard, Bears general manager Ryan Poles, who will be speaking to the media tomorrow in the annual Bears pre-draft process. We'll see if he hints at anything, if there's anything of substance tomorrow before the draft actually gets going in earnest later on this week on Thursday. And indeed, along with my guy Anthony Herron, I am Mark Grody. Let's get to another one of our draft experts right now. He is Eric Edholm of NFL.com. As a matter of fact, he is their lead draft writer, and he joins us now on the Circa Sports Hotline. Download the Circa Sports app today. Eric, thanks for coming on the Score with us once again, man. How are you?
Yeah. Hey. Doing well, gentlemen. How are you guys?
We're doing great, man. I mean, I think that we are probably like you, but you to a much higher degree, ready for the draft, ready for selection to be made and to get on it. You feel that way at this point, Eric?
Oh, yeah. Turned in the final mock technically on Saturday, although I had a few little edits this morning. But, yeah, it's in the Hayes in the barn. You know, I had a guy throw a prospect at me, and, hey, he's an undrafted kid. He's pretty good. Can you watch him? And I thought, I really can't. I'm sorry. I'm not taking on any more prospects. I'm sorry. I think we've hit the fill line. Maybe I'll sneak them in later. We'll see.
So, in my mind, some of the teams that I view as being consistently good at both drafting and developing prospects are, you know, teams like San Francisco, Philadelphia. Mm-hmm. You know, I throw Green Bay into that mix, I think, as well. What would you say separates some of the squads? Well, for one thing, who are the teams that stand out to you in that regard? But then also, yeah, what separates them from the pack?
Yeah, some of those. I mean, the work that, Brad Holmes and his staff have done the last couple of years in Detroit, I think, has been really strong. Baltimore, the Ravens for years, you know, whether it was Ozzie Newsome or Eric DaCosta, I think they, you know, it was funny. I went on a show in Pennsylvania today, and they were asking, you know, about Howie Roseman in Philly and what they thought separated him. And for me, it's always that short term. You know, you're going to have opportunities in the short term, but it's that long-term vision that I think that sets them apart. You know, they lose Milton Williams in free agency, Josh Sweat. They have guys on the roster right now who are in their second and third years who are ready to compete for those starting jobs. Will they add somebody in this draft? Sure. But it's supplementing what they already have. It doesn't ever feel like those teams, and the Ravens obviously are picking at the end of round one most years anyway. Eagles, the same thing pretty much. But, you know, it doesn't ever feel like they're feeling forced into a pick or having to trade up because there is some massive hole on the roster. And, you know, maybe they have some good luck. But I think having the contractual stuff, the scouting, and the coaching all kind of lined up and have that, you know, 2-3 year vision of what the team could be and what you have to fill. You know, needs are not for now in their minds. It's for 2027 and things like that.
That's right. All right, Eric, I don't have the discipline to wait on you. You said that you turned in your final mock draft today. Are you allowed to reveal to us who you have the Chicago Bears taking at number 10? And I'm sure we'll have other questions.
Yeah.
Okay, good.
Now you guys are going to have to go up, look the other 31 picks up. I'm not going to read them all out. But, you know, I went back and forth. I admitted in my mock that my pick of Shedeur Sanders at number 9 is a real provisional one because I truly don't know whether the Saints would do that. In fact, I've had people say to me since then, you know, they may wait at that position. So we'll see. But I ended up going Tyler Warren number 1 because I didn't see a tackle that I was sure that Kelvin Banks was the closest. I could have thought about him there. Some people have him at guard, some have him at tackle. I think he should at least be tried at tackle, but I wasn't sure that the Bears would pull the trigger there at 10. Same thing with edge rushers like Mykel Williams and other guys, Mike Green, et cetera. You know, I just didn't feel the fit was right. Does Warren feel a little bit luxury-ish? Sure, but when you have 39 and 41 to back it up, I think there's enough at both of those need positions, edge rusher and offensive tackle, that they can wait if they want to. If they feel that Warren or Colson Loveland, for that matter, you know, somebody like that is going to be a special player in a lower priority position.
And with the way that the defensive line position, where so much of it people do try to project to traits, and you know, you mentioned a name like Mykel Williams. We were talking about Shamar Stewart a bit earlier in the show as well. How do you compare and contrast those two prospects in particular, whose physical attributes are far beyond what their actual collegiate production seemed to lend?
Yeah, I mean, and you can find examples of guys that didn't have – massive sack totals in college, but did, you know, were able to find ways to translate it in the pros. I mean, you know, Daniil Hunter is one of the ones that comes to mind. I think he had like 3 sacks at LSU. Rashawn Gary had, I think, 3 his final year at Michigan. You know, he's ended up having a pretty good career. So there are definitely guys out there who, you know, fit a certain body type that's going to work for one team's defense. And you say, hey, look, we can, you know, his role in college wasn't always to hunt quarterbacks, or we understand it was to occupy a tight end or whatever. Maybe the scheme wasn't opening things up for him. Maybe there was an injury he was playing through. So there are ways, obviously, if you have justification to say, here's a pretty good reason why he wasn't getting to the quarterback consistently. But you also have to see, you know, does Shamar Stewart have the kind of recognition skills to find the ball consistently? Does Mykel Williams, you know, kind of bounce back after a so-so season last year compared to what he did the year prior? Are his sort of middling workouts anything to be concerned about? Not middling, but just not the blow your hair back workouts we were kind of promised at one point from him. You know, so with Stewart, there's at least this explosive athleticism that we've seen at the combine, and you know, can put numbers on and say he is this good. But again, when you average 1.5 sacks per season on what was a pretty darn good front, I'd be asking some more questions and really dig into that tape. But to me, it was like finding the ball and recognition and things like that. And he would often overrun plays and just miss opportunities.
Eric, one of the, I guess I'll call it hipster picks for the Bears at number 10 would be if they were to go cornerback. And the name that pops up, is Will Johnson. Obviously, Travis Hunter is not going to be there at 10. If the Bears want to get him, they'd have to move way up in the draft. Where do you have Will Johnson out of Michigan if you do have him in your first round?
Yeah, this is going to be the anti-hipster pick. I have him Green Bay Packers at 23. So that's direct opposite of whatever you guys were going for there. Yeah. But yeah, I mean, he's been a hard one for me to place. I think had he had a full season uninterrupted, played in, you know, didn't have the injury, had he tested at the combine and we got kind of a speed number on him, because that's the biggest question is, I think, the long speed. Then maybe he goes higher, you know, and of all years, this was a good opportunity without a lot of blue chip prospects to take advantage of. It just didn't work out for him that way. So I still think he's a first round pick all day long, and he could go somewhere in that Bears range. I don't know, you know, whether it's the team like the Dolphins or something else or in that range. Arizona's been a hard team to kind of peg down. But I had him slipping a little bit. The medical's a little bit, you know, people are still sort of deciding what to do there, and I don't know. He's a tricky one to figure out, but he's a heck of a football player.
So Travis Hunter would not have won the Heisman if he only played receiver. He would not have won the Heisman if he only played DB. But I voted for him for the Heisman because he was just this remarkable specimen. They could play well over 100 snaps a game and dominated each position. But as a pro prospect, if he just played either spot, how high would he get drafted at one of those spots?
That's a great question. You know, I've heard just about every Hunter question in this pre-draft process, and he has been one of the most fascinating and not polarizing, but just in terms of what people think he can and should do. You know, prospects that we've seen in a couple of years, we're certainly non-quarterback anyway, but I agree with everything you said. On the one hand, you think, boy, he's almost bust-proof because if he's not good at one, he's probably going to be good at the other. And I'd honestly be stunned if he was bad at either one, right? I think he's going to at least be a functional football player. And he's such a gifted athlete. The things that could hold him back, obviously, are, you know, trying to do this full-time and do it at 183 pounds and do it against NFL caliber athletes. That's, you know, I know Deion's had the argument of, hey, there's actually more time in NFL games between plays and, you know, more time for him to rest. But it's not just about the rest, too. Also about the meeting rooms and dividing your time. I know they had a system at Colorado, but, you know, I suspect it's going to be heavy on one side of the ball and then less so on the other to make it work as a way to kind of dip their feet into the water. But at the same time, how do you not want him on the field as much as possible? So it's a good problem to have for Cleveland or whoever ends up drafting him, but he's a unicorn, I think.
That's the voice of Eric Edholm of NFL.com. He's their lead draft writer, along with Anthony Herron. I'm Mark Rohde on The Score. We've only got about 20 minutes left here in the show, but you mentioned Will Johnson at number 23 going to Green Bay. I do think that would be a good pick for them. It's going to irritate me, but I think that they would get, if that was right, they're going to get a good product, I think. What about, while we're on the division, what about Minnesota at 24 and then Detroit at 28? What are you thinking for those two teams?
Yeah, so Minnesota is really interesting because, like, you know, obviously a lot of teams want to move down, but they're really desperate, I think, to move out because they only have 4 picks in the draft. And, you know, if you end up staying there and there's nobody willing to come up for a quarterback or something like that, you know, there's obviously a few different directions they could go. I mean, they had a pretty big offseason. You know, they've made a lot of moves so far, but, you know, I would imagine that defensively they could probably use some help in the trenches, cornerback, O-line. You know, that's, I would say, defense heavy, but also offensive line if they don't move out. And then, because I think I projected them to trade with the Giants for a quarterback. So that was, you know, that worked out in that scenario. The Lions, obviously, we saw the way their defense was kind of decimated down the stretch. I think they want another pass rush talent. I think that's, if there's one available, you know, I had them getting Mykael Williams. That's pretty good. Yeah. I know there have been a little bit of disappointment in terms of his workouts and stuff, but, man, he's a young player with a lot to like. I mean, there's a lot of upside in him, I think. So I that would be a A-plus scenario for them. I'm not sure it happens. I think he could go earlier. But they'll have some ends they like. DB is not out of the question. I think O-line interior is also a possibility for them because, you know, they lose Zeitler and might want to patch that hole.
Eric, I'm going to send you some high school prospects that I'd like you to look at and break down for me before Thursday, if you don't mind.
Hey, as long as I haven't seen them, right? This is a different level of football. I think I might be into it. I think I could do that.
I love it. Well, happy draft week to you. And trust me, we don't take it for granted that you would come on, late here on a. What day is today? Is today Monday? No, today is
Monday, Monday. Tuesday, something.
Today's Monday. Yeah. I don't know what's going on.
It's Monday, guys.
That's
Jeez.
Right. It was a holiday yesterday, but I guess I should have known that yesterday was Easter Sunday, being the Catholic that I claim to be. So, Eric, thank you. Thank you for coming on with us. We appreciate it, man.
God bless you, my son. Yes, it was good seeing you guys. All right.
That is Eric Edholm, the lead draft writer for NFL.com. E, as you would call him, right, Big Ant?
Oh, yeah, that's my guy. Known him for a while now, man. He is the goods. There's no doubt about that.
Yeah, he's a frequent score visitor and always affable and just loaded with great information. So that was Eric Edholm. When we return, I would like to talk to you, Anthony, about some of the Bears' new position coaches and maybe even the coordinators, as those guys spoke at Hallis Hall. I'd like to play some tape of Eric Bieniemy for you. I don't know if you've heard Eric Bieniemy. I'm sure you probably have.
I'm familiar with his work.
Yeah, I loved talking to Eric Bieniemy, and I can't wait to see what effect he has on the Bears. Obviously, he's the running backs coach, but what effect he might have on the offense as a whole. You know, he was not brought in here for nothing. So we'll talk about some of the new Bears coaches coming up next with Anthony Herron. I'm Mark Grody on The Score.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Uncertainty. Self-doubt. Stressing about not knowing where to start. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Word art. Sorry, live, laugh, lovers. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
And now, two pigeons bemoaning the fact you can choose the TV you want with DirecTV.
So now they can pick out their favorite entertainment when they sign up and save money?
You mean if you like sports,
you can get a sports pack.
What about entertainment?
Entertainment pack.
It's like finding an old pizza with your favorite toppings. Which for me would be pineapple and toenails.
Pineapple?
Pay for the TV you want, not the TV you don't. Genre packs starting at $34.99 a month. Visit DirectTV.com for more information. New residential customers only. Local channels vary by market. Services renew monthly unless you cancel online. Credit card required. Restrictions apply.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more. And get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
I've known of Coach Bieniemy for a long time. He's a big name in this league. He's done this at a high level. He's won a lot of games. He's won Super Bowls. That's always an appealing thing. And so when he became available, Ryan and Ted Cruz is another guy that was in Kansas City that they helped recruit him to come to Chicago for us. We had some great conversations of what the role would look like and how he could be impactful for us on offense, and I think he was really receptive to it.
We're back with 670 The Score's NFL Draft Preview Show with your hosts, Mark Grody and Anthony Herron.
You're here for just a few more minutes. That was the voice of head coach Ben Johnson talking about his running backs coach, Eric Bieniemy, who is this guy who's never quite made it to the mountaintop in terms of the coaching world. And the head coach, we know that he has had interviews. One of the things that you hear about him in those interview processes, people say that he didn't interview well. Well, I'm here to tell you that in our speed dating style interviewing process with all of the coaches, Antoine Randall L. and JT Barrett, who is the quarterback's coach, Dan Roschar, the offensive line coach, Al Harris, the DB's coach, a former Green Bay Packer, Richard Smith, the linebacker's coach. Big Ant, I want to play for you some
can
Eric.
Yes, real quick,
please.
Before you and Studs played, a quick shameless plug that I probably should have or could have mentioned earlier in the show while we were in the thick of all the draft coverage we did. Now that we're done talking draft, I do want to mention, so Thursday, like I know you're going to be on with Wani here on the station, which is going to be awesome. For anyone who's interested in watching television, prior to the draft, I'll be out at Soldier Field on Thursday evening, second year in a row that we've done it over at Fox 32. I'll be on site with Lou Kanellis, who'll be at the desk. We'll have various television and radio guests who are going to join us at the desk previewing the Bears draft. We're going to start at 5:30, taking all the way up to the start of the first round of the draft over on Fox 32. Cassie Carlson is going to be out in Green Bay on site for us. And then Tina Nguyen is going to be over at Hallis Hall.
Wow.
You'll be able to see Tina, hang out with her. Well, I guess you won't because you'll be with Wani. But still, that being said, Thursday night, leading into the draft, 5:30 to 7 on Fox 32. I wanted to make sure I mentioned that.
Amen. That is good stuff. Look forward to seeing what you and Lou and Tina and Cassie and the rest of the team at Fox 32 come up with. Yes. And we'll talk more about what Big Ant and I will be doing here in the very near future.
Yes.
We'll get to that when the closing music plays, which will be very shortly here. But let us play. Without further ado, here is Eric Bieniemy.
Per your reputation, it sounds like these guys better work their butts off. Is that fair?
Well, I say this. First of all, yes, it is fair to say. But more than anything, I think there's just a love and a passion about who we are as a group and how can we be accountable and making sure there's a standard that we're living up to. So more than anything, and I've had an opportunity to talk to these guys and let them know, hey, listen, we want to strive for perfection in order to achieve excellence, you know what I mean? But there's a standard in which we have to live by. And so we've got to come to work every single day. We got to make sure we're doing all the little things the right way. But when it's time to be at your best, I expect you to be at your best. And if you're putting uncharacteristic behavior on tape, yeah, I'm going to get after your ass on that. But if you're putting the right behavior on tape, I'm going to be your biggest fan, okay? But when it's all said and done with, we just want to make sure that we understand the standard in which I hear coaches expect us to live by. But on top of that, the standard that we expect to put on tape. And when it's all said and done with, we want to make sure we're doing it the right way.
Yeah, well, I'll tell you what, Anthony. I'm sure that Eric Bieniemy is a great running backs coach, but it does seem like he has a higher purpose on this coaching staff, as it feels like a lot of these assistants do. The message is clear. No screwing around this year is what it feels like.
I like it, man. And, not every former player can communicate the game at the level that's necessary to be a quality coach. Not everyone has a patience that might be necessary at times to deal with that. And you can temper that patience with the drive, the intensity, the focus that's necessary. And it certainly does seem like a coaching staff that's going to have the requisite energy to be demanding of the players day in and day out. You certainly want that, but you also want a credibility that comes with the players knowing that they can trust you, they can confide in you when those times come as well, and that you're still going to have their best interests at heart and know how to strike that balance. They can be necessary at times where you don't just want to be a hard charging jerk at all times, you know, and I'm hoping that through Ben Johnson's leadership, he'll be able to have this coaching staff strike that balance.
Yeah, well, I mean, you're right, because that is the other side, the hard charging jerk part of it. And clearly it doesn't sound like Eric Bieniemy has any problem playing the bad cop part, but it also may be why he's a running backs coach in the league. Do you think that has been a deterrent to modern day players that, you know, who knows what goes into it in terms of why he's not a head coach, but that probably plays a part, right, Big Ant?
I mean, you would imagine to some extent a guy who's been as successful as he's been at so many different stops with title, with actual execution of being a play caller. I mean, he had one of the top young passers in football a couple of seasons ago when he was running the offense for the Commanders. So it's not like when we even saw him calling the offense, it's not like there wasn't production that was there. So it is an odd circumstance to see someone kind of, you know, take a bit of a fall down the coaching rung in the way Eric Bieniemy has, but it's a great situation for the Bears to be in, to have someone with his credibility and his pedigree to be the running backs coach.
Anthony, we didn't have much time to get ridiculous on the show, but it's always a blast working with you. Thanks for all the information and insight you brought. And it's pretty damn clear that Big Ant has been doing his homework, which will show up on both Fox 32 and you and I also working together 6 to 9 this Friday night. You're with me, right, on Friday?
Yeah, let's go. We're going to be well fed when we're there Friday night, man. Cannot wait.
You're hilarious. We had a draft meeting today, and the only question Anthony Heron had was, I heard that you guys are going to have food Thursday. What about Friday?
Seems like a very important question.
It's like, yes, we are going to have food for you. We'll be fully catered, my friend. Anthony, you're a blast. Always love working with you. Thank you to Adam Studzinski for producing this. He'll be a huge part of our draft coverage later in the week as well. Alex Shapiro of CHSN, he was one of our guests. Eric Edholm staying up with us from NFL.com. Big E. I want to remind people to listen to the Take the North podcast. You can do that right now. It's an hour and a half with Dan Wiederer and myself. Thank you to everybody for listening. Thank you to you, Lieutenant Weinberg. Hope everybody has a great night. I'm Mark Grody for Anthony Heron. Talk to you guys later.
The Bears. Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
Esa-Pekka Salonen's final concerts as music director of the San Francisco Symphony bring legendary artists and epic music to Davies Symphony Hall, culminating in Mahler's electrifying Second Symphony. Tickets at sfsymphony.org.
If you love your customers, you have to try RingCentral. No matter the size of your business, every call, every text, every meeting, every customer conversation matters. With RingCentral, you get a reliable business phone, a modern contact center, and built-in AI across every conversation, so you can focus on the moments that matter. See for yourself at ringcentral.com.
RingCentral, intelligent communications you can trust.
Since the dawn of Major League Baseball, every player has honed their unique skills.
Judge, drill deep to left.
Ohtani connects and it's gone.
Skeen strikes out the side.
Bobby Witt Jr. throws in time.
Harper does it again.
Witness the hills of the game in ballparks nationwide. Get your tickets today at MLB.com/tickets. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of The Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to The Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.